Cracker Barrel too, and the Flour Barrel on it.
How would they say that's being sold? Being sold in,
they'd put it in a, take a little scoop and put it in a, dip it up in that scoop and shake it in that sack and weigh it on the scales. They got what you wanted.
Yeah.
If you want a pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 4, 5, or 10, well, they'd get it out for you, weigh it up on the scale, and wrap it up for you. That's for the days of packaging sugar.
Oh yeah. Well, would they ever say that it, when it's sold like that, would it be sold in bulk or something?
Yeah, bulk sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Either bulk sugar or something called loose sugar.
I see. You know, we were talking about pouring syrup on your biscuits or things like that, eating it that way for breakfast. You know, some people like to spread this stuff on their biscuits made out of different kinds of fruit, you know.
Well, they call it some kind of salad, I reckon.
Or maybe put some kind of jelly on.
Yeah. I've seen lots of syrup and jelly too, put on bread of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen. Take a pan of cornbread and cut it up in squares, slice that square open, and put that butter in there between the two and flop it back together, as we always called it. Let it while it's warm, melt in that bread, and that's sure what good do.
Oh, yeah.
You put butter on there, put molasses in there, whatever you want it to.
Well, you know, don't most people have at their breakfast table these things that they season their food with, have shakers for their
salt and pepper shakers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Most everybody has that.
Yeah, they got them. They got them in here at the restaurant, but they don't let us have much of it because us old folks ain't got business too much salt. Some of them will paint the bread white with salt and then paint it black with pepper, turn around then and take that sweetening and wet it with it. You got so bad, Dad, had to take up that stuff, get away from them old folks.
That's just like putting sugar in your tea to make it sweet and putting lemon in it to make it sour again.
That's right.
Doesn't seem to make much sense, does it?
No, it doesn't, yeah.
Well, what would you call a lot of different fruit trees together? You'd say you had
an orchard
of fruit trees. What are some of the different kinds of fruit that grow around here?
Peaches, pears, plums. This ain't no apple country.
Uh-huh.
As far as that's concerned. I don't think it's any lemon country neither. It ain't no orange country, I know.
Do you happen to remember that kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to have cut down?
Cherry tree?
Oh, the cherry tree. Do you happen to know what you call that hard inside part of a cherry?
Seed.
Oh, yeah. Now, is that the same thing, you know, as the hard inside part of a peach?
Yeah, same thing.
Well, do you have these kind of peaches around here that the meat is real tight against the seed?
Yeah, we have them called a clingstone peach. Then we have one, the seed is loose in the meat, called a freestone.
Oh, yeah.
We got both kinds, yeah.
Well, what about that part of the apple that's left after you've eaten what you want? You call that the
core.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of people around here taking maybe apples or peaches and slicing them up and letting the parts dry?
Calling them dried apples. Peaches. But I don't think it's hard to do that in this country.